A Central Florida nonprofit that 3D prints bionic arms for children is expanding. The University of Central Florida has just announced a new partnership with a group of mechanical engineering students and UCF alumni to provide the free prosthetic limbs to kids who keep outgrowing theirs. The executive director of the group is Albert Madero of Limitless Solutions. He grew up in Palm Harbor and graduated from East Lake High School. Abe Abaraya with Health News Florida reports on a boy in Vero Beach who recently received an arm delivered with a musical surprise.
Autistic 12-year-old Wyatt Filardo had his arm amputated shortly after birth. He's a huge fan of Blue Man Group, and earlier this month, they gave him a new robotic arm.
My new robotic arm! Wow!
But how do you like it?
It's pretty awesome.
Wyatt is the third kid to get an arm donated by Limitless Solutions. The group of University of Central Florida engineering students and grads made headlines last summer when they 3D printed a bionic arm for just $350. Traditional bionic arms are expensive, and kids outgrow them. Limitless Solutions put the 3D printed designs online for free, and now it has a new partnership with UCF, the Center for Applied Biomedical Additive Manufacturing, or CABAM. John Sparkman, one of the founding members of Limitless Solutions, says UCF is poised to become the flagship university for biomedical engineering research.
With the backing of UCF and the new Center CABAM, Limitless Solutions will now be able to put more research and creativity into every piece of equipment it produces. This also means helping change the lives of children here in our community and around the world.
CABAM has big plans, an interdisciplinary research and development lab to build cheap, functional prosthetics. They also plan to bring in other universities and the medical industry in as partners. Michael O'Donnell is the director of the Office of Innovation and Entrepreneurship at UCF.
Our job is to become the epicenter for this biomedical research. And as an epicenter, you should be spinning out new entities.
They've gotten requests for robotic arms from kids in 40 countries. That's in part because of Iron Man.
Hey, Alex, how are you? Pleasure to meet you. I have another bionics expert on hand, so I thought I'd drop by.
Thank you.
Yes, a pleasure. Nice bow tie, by the way.
Thanks.
Robert Downey Jr., in character as Tony Stark, gave an Iron Man arm to Alex Pring. That video has been viewed more than 50 million times. Alex was at the UCF announcement wearing a red bow tie and the Iron Man arm.
Sometimes I visit UCF to just watch people get new arms, and sometimes I go to UCF to get new arms, and I get to help other people.
Alex is still trying to decide what his next arm will be, but Captain America is a possibility. He's not sure what he wants to do when he grows up, but his mom says he knows he wants to help people.
We like helping people, right?
Right. A lot. Because if we help other people, then they can help themselves with everything.
They can make their life better, right?
Yeah.
Alex says he does interviews so more kids will know how to get bionic arms.
That's Abe Abaraya reporting from Orlando. There's a video of Wyatt meeting his favorite group and getting his arm on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.